This primary day, there will be two candidates on the Progressive Party's ballot for governor, but the party does not want you to vote for either one of them. Instead, party leaders encourage voters to write in David Zuckerman, the candidate endorsed by the party. Zuckerman and other progressive candidates looking to win a Democratic primary can only appear on one party ballot. But as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, because of the coronavirus pandemic, the state legislature lowered the filing threshold, and that's allowed two perennial candidates to get on the progressive ballot.
Chris Erickson's gubernatorial campaign video opens with her sitting in a dimly lit room. A handmade sign is taped to a white brick wall. It says Erickson for governor, though the four is almost too faint to read.
My name, Chris Erickson, is on the Progressive Party ballot for governor and for several other offices. I am running for more than one office.
She's running for seven, to be exact, including auditor, attorney general, and treasurer. In most of those races, she's the only name that appears on the progressive ballot. Erickson could be described as a colorful figure. She has interviewed herself with a puppet rat named Squeaky and drawn national attention for her choice in hats. She's run unsuccessfully for almost every statewide office since 2002. In her last run for governor as an independent in the 2018 general election, she netted about 2,100 votes to Governor Phil Scott's 151,000.
My opinions are very different than other candidates. So listen up, listen carefully.
Erickson didn't make herself available for an interview. But in a series of YouTube videos, she lays out her plans, which include replacing businesses with state-backed communes and halting the coronavirus pandemic by closing Vermont's borders to everyone but residents, their families and close friends, and truck drivers.
My attitude, my women's intuition, my instinct is close all roads coming into Vermont. Just shut him.
To be very, very clear, we don't support Chris Erickson.
Josh Ronsky is the executive director of the Vermont Progressive Party.
Just the way she talks about people and the way she goes about politics is not the kind of thing that builds the progressive movement and supports progressive values.
Ronsky wouldn't say which of Erickson's views he found problematic. But on her website, among many policy ideas, she wrote she opposes decriminalizing sex work out of fear it would bring, quote, wealthy foreign men of color here. Erickson isn't the only perennial candidate on the progressive ballot this year. Boots Wardinski, who's run for various state and local offices since 1990, is also running for governor.
I'm actually a member of Liberty Union Party, and we're a minor party and don't have a primary. So this gives me an opportunity to get my name out there and a little bit of publicity for Liberty Union.
Wardinski says he's also running to give voters more choices and promote the Liberty Union's anti-war message.
The military and the police and militarization of the police those subjects are not being discussed. And so candidates from Liberty Union often talk about that issue.
In previous years, the requirement that statewide candidates gather 500 signatures to get on the ballot might have shut Wardinski and Erickson out of the primary. But the legislature waived that requirement this year due to COVID-19. Ronsky, with the progressives, says in order to stop Erickson and Wardinski, he's asking party members to write in names of the two statewide candidates endorsed by the party, David Zuckerman for governor and Doug Hoffer for auditor. Both are on the Democrats' ballot.
It's, you know, a good way to kind of reach out to Democrats and build kind of a broader coalition, which is what we're always trying to do.
This isn't the first time progressives have had to write in their preferred candidate. In fact, it's kind of a repeat of 2016. When Zuckerman first ran for lieutenant governor, he won the progressive primary as a write-in candidate against Boots Wardinski. Ronsky says it's not an ideal system.
But we work within the law that, you know, is given, and we've definitely proposed kind of ideas to change the system and change the way it works. But this is kind of the rules that we have right now.
The Progressive Party has not endorsed any other statewide candidates. In one of the state's most competitive races, the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor, Ronsky says the party couldn't reach the two-thirds majority required to pick a candidate. On the local level, the party's endorsed a dozen candidates in House and Senate races around the state, and Ronsky expects more before the primary. Many of those candidates appear on the Democratic ballot. Ronsky says he's optimistic about this year's primary and sees an opportunity to expand beyond the party's historical base in Burlington.
So we have a bunch of solid candidates you know, in more rural communities, which is really exciting.
While the Progressive Party is one of three major parties in the state, it draws only a small number of people to its primary. In 2018, 643 voted in the Progressive primary, compared to 37,000 in the Republican and about 70,000 in the Democratic primary. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.